keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, July 3rd, 2024, episode 95. And hello, my queen, wind beneath my wings, my hero for showing up when you're deathly ill.
Thank you.
Hello, my darling.
Hi, Ellen. Hi, Ellen. I forgot your name there for a minute.
You know me, nine years here?
I'm sick. I don't feel good.
Oh, no, now you're making it extra. You sound, come on.
I don't, I
push
honestly,
through. You can do it.
I am exhausted and I don't, you can hear it in my voice. Can
I know,
you hear it?
But I mean, why did you, I mean, I gave you an out. I said, hey, baby, maybe you don't want to do it. You're like, no, the show must go on.
I didn't say that. I said, I forgot. I have to work tonight. That's what I said.
I think everyone appreciates it.
I just feel a little yucky.
What happened?
I don't know.
Besides that, you blame me for it.
No, I didn't get it from you. I don't know. Yesterday,
cheers me for a second. Oh,
you asked me, and now you interrupted me.
Oh, that didn't even make a sound.
No, because I have my Yeti cup.
All right, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay, what happened?
Oh, I'm taking a sip. What?
All right. Guess what I have?
I don't know. What are you drinking?
Argelet.
Oh, again?
Of course. Well, what else am I going to drink?
Oh.
Yeah. No one wants to drink with me anymore.
I'm saving myself for my birthday.
Yeah, but we don't do a show on your birthday.
Oh, yeah, so, I know. Well, next week.
Maybe we should just eliminate it altogether from the show. No more wine. Or just Curry and the Wine and the Keeper.
The whiny keeper.
No, you're not a wine. No, you're badass, man. You're showing up. I like it.
No, so yesterday, I was feeling fine and my nose just started running. And by nighttime, I was a mess. I was a mess. Yeah. I couldn't volunteer at the church today. I had plans for lunch. I couldn't even do that. And so I had a little burst of energy, but when I was sitting at the doctor's office with Elise, I was sinking and yeah. I've been sunk since then.
And
I cooked dinner.
Yes, you did.
How about that?
It's been a week. Elise is here. Your daughter's
yes,
here.
I picked her up on Saturday.
My lovely stepdaughter is here.
Yes, yes.
And
she's in really good spirits. I mean, she was
considering.
We got her surgery scheduled. It's going to be in 3 weeks, a little bit later than she had hoped for, because she's been incapacitated for since
a
June
month,
1st,
right? Yeah,
since
a month.
June 1st.
Yeah.
And so she's ready to be done with it.
Yeah.
But she's using the pool.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, there's someone who's that? Oh, wait a minute. Someone's in the pool.
And that's
it's
what
amazing.
I referenced
yes.
in the newsletter. Like I found, what was my reference in the newsletter about?
Well, first you had a picture of Phoebe at the pool.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But no, I referenced the newsletter and you said,
oh, right. There was something in the newsletter. Like, what does that mean? And you're like, you just have to listen to the show.
And see, I can't even find it. Usually I file it. Now I can't even find it. Hold on. Let me, I want to make sure. Oh, here it is. Where miracles do happen. And it was, that my daughter did bring something out of me that was unexpected. And that was,
I
was outside all day in the pool yesterday. The day before.
It gives me such joy to look out there and see you and your daughter in the pool, hanging out, chatting. You got pool noodles. You got all kinds of water bed stuff.
And then I promised her I would go out tomorrow too in the pool. So she's working on her tan.
So her base layer tan.
And she's like, you're going to have to, after surgery, you're going to have to roll me out there and flip me over so I can keep my base up.
Because she'll be with us until September, I guess.
Yeah,
now,
probably
right?
At least. Yeah.
So far, she's been a wonderful house guest.
She has been.
You know, of course, she's now 27, so...
Yeah. Hey, what's not to like? She's getting free housing, free food, free beverages.
This is a good point.
She gets to pet a dog. Although
Phoebe didn't like her when she came.
No, she snapped at her.
Well,
she kind of barked at her.
Well, she went kind of like aggressive. Hey, Phoebe, because you know it's a big dog. You know, you're like, hey, how you doing, girl? Phoebe's like, who are you, and what are you doing invading my space this way?
Yeah, and she's scared of Elise, and so we're like, let her come to you. Now she's used to her. Now she's used to her being in the house. Mm-hmm. So, but her bark scares Elise. It scares me too, because she's got a pretty ferocious bark.
She's got a healthy
Although
bark.
When I grab her snout and I'm like, be quiet.
The things you can do with that dog, you could stand on her head. She'd be like, okay, mom.
Yes. Yeah, see, she's the alpha dog with a leash. She's not the alpha dog with you and me because she knows us, you know? Yeah. But with the leash, she's like, who are you? You're new. I'm the alpha dog.
Easy does it. Now, you're getting a lot of attention here, sister. What's happening? Yeah. I'm not sure I like all that.
Yeah. So yes, it's been lovely so far, you know, and she'll have her surgery on the 23rd. She really likes the surgeon. She went to see a nurse practitioner at a local doctor's office today and she really liked her too. Mm-hmm. I hear them chatting it up, you know? And so I think she's in the best place,
right?
She's in really good hands and to heal here, I think, you know, so we're taking care of her.
Meanwhile, our house is falling apart.
I know. It's one thing after another. I
mean, all of the timers on the sprinklers breaking, then like,
you open up the well.
Holy crap.
Yes.
I open up the well house because that's where one of these timers is for the sprinklers. And there's a wasp nest in there, these huge red wasps. And they were angry at me. So I'm like, well, I walk away. And then I come back and said, baby, I need my gun.
With that, your water gun.
With that we
your
mean Dawn water soap gun. Yes, my Dawn soap gun. Exactly. The septic pump was destroyed by an anthill.
Yes.
And, you know, so we had to have Paul come out here and...
he fixed it?
Yeah, he rebuilt it. He rebuilt the pump. Okay. Yeah, it was like about 2.5 inches high. Anthill just completely covered the whole intake and ruined it all. And then, you know, then so finally I got rid of all the wasps. Now I'm in this after like 3 days because I kept opening up. There they were. They were not going away. Yeah. I had to get the nest out. And, you know... Yeah, I'm a cowboy, but you know, it's like, how come I didn't get someone to do this for me? I'm a princess.
I know.
And
excuse me, what did you say?
What did I say?
What did you say?
I didn't hear anything.
Said I'm a princess.
And then it kicks on, and I see the pump, and the pump is leaking now. I'm like, oh no.
I know.
And we finally got someone who can clean the roof because that's just completely.
And now we need somebody to tear out our shower, and then hopefully we're done.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, it's like one thing after another.
Don't look at the cracks in the floor.
Oh, gosh. I don't care.
It gives character.
We're dying in this house.
That's
right.
Feet first, everybody. The garage is big. You can turn the hearse around in the garage.
Yes.
And back it right up to the door.
That's
no problem.
Right. You got that.
Good to go.
Yep.
Good to go.
But I said in the newsletter that our prayers have been answered. Miracles do happen.
This would be regarding Miss Phoebe?
Yes.
So I took her.
Wait, before you say that. So Annette read the newsletter. She said, prayers have been answered. What prayers? What? And then I told her.
We pray every single night. We at the end of our prayers. When a dinner prayer, that is. We say, and Lord, thank you for helping Phoebe on her weight journey.
On her weight loss journey.
Weight loss journey.
Yes. And our prayers have been answered.
She broke 100. She's down to 97.8. The entire vet office broke out in cheer.
She's in double digits.
She's in double digits. And she has pep in her step.
She does.
You can notice it, right?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I'm pretty good now.
Good. You know, I put a throwback picture in the newsletter and everybody thought that that was her, right?
That's not quite like that.
Inspiration photo.
Well, she was 85 then. That's when we got her. Yes. She was
so
amazing.
She's got about another 15 pounds to go.
Yeah.
So
anywhere around 90, I'll be pretty happy.
Yeah. You know, if we can get her between, I would say 88 and 90. Yeah. I think that would be a good range for her.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I was shocked you took her to the vet because you had to, what did you have to get her? You had to get her some. Oh, no. When you took her in to get her bathe.
Oh, yeah.
Groomed.
Right. Yeah. Grooming. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The triple shot.
So then we, I also mentioned that, you know, 4th of July is not a fun day for Elise.
Or Phoebe, apparently, who's like, hey, why are you guys doing a show without me?
So that's why she's probably barking. You want me to let her in?
Yeah. Go let her in.
Anyway, I meant Phoebe. July 4th is not fun for Phoebe.
Go bring her in. Go bring her in. Phoebe, come. What was she doing? Was she wondering where we were? Oh. What was she barking at? You don't know. Good girl, Phoebe. Good girl. You're a good girl. You smell good. Yes.
That's the chaos in our house.
It's not chaos. We have a very calm house.
She's chaotic sometimes, though. So she barks at air.
Well, if it's moving in a threatening direction, then she should. Yes. Good job, Phoebe. Good job. Good girl.
Yeah, so Sir Scott. Black Knight of the No Agenda Armory.
Baron Scott, I should say.
It says Sir Scott
he's a baron.
Okay. Yeah. He gave us a whole protocol.
Now, you know, he does rescue dogs. They've had like 85 dogs or something.
Did you read his email?
You read it to me. Okay. So share it, everybody, and take notes because this is good.
So you've got to take her on a very, very...
For fireworks, July tomorrow. 4th.
Very, very long walk. Make sure she empties of poop and water.
Okay, so this will be my job.
Yes. So like around 8:30, because it's still light out at 8:30.
Yes, in the evening. Yes, okay.
Put her thunder shirt on. as close to D-Day time.
Right.
And then give her some Benadryl. So we're going to dose her up. And then he said, listen to loud music or a movie while the fireworks are at peak.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Yeah.
And that will get her prepared because this dog does not like gunfire or firecrackers.
And he said, once her drowsiness sets her, put her in an interior room, a bathroom with no windows and a big pillow and blankets where she can burrow into. We have multiple of these. And a lot of our dogs love them.
We got to take care of her.
Yeah. For as big as she is, she's the biggest baby when it comes to fireworks.
She does not like that. She's not a hunting dog, that's for sure.
Yeah. So.
So that's Phoebe.
Yeah.
And, it's been a great week, besides me giving you a cold. The other night you beat me in the face. That was nice. Really appreciate that. So I'm sleeping. I'm like, I thought I heard Tina go up to go to the bathroom. Like, okay. And then, all of a sudden, bam, I get hit right in the nose.
I punched you.
You hit me in the face.
I punched you big time.
You punched me.
I know.
What was going
on?
Well,
you did something really terrible in my dream.
I doubt that. I know it was an accident, but you punched me right in the face.
I was pulling up my blankets and I lost my grip and it just boom. It like squared you right in the nose and you were wide awake because you were as lucid.
Yes, because it doesn't happen often. Someone punches me in the face in the middle of the night, and if this had happened the other, and I was like, oh, it's okay. I'll go to sleep. If it were the other way around, you'd be like, you punched me in the face. I can't sleep. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
Okay. Just saying. So how good am I? How good am I to let you slide like that?
Sorry.
But I guess if we go back to last week, finally, after many, many weeks, many months.
Months.
Because it wasn't
December.
It was December when
at the Tannenbaum
Ball. A couple
of
us participated in an auction for the Fredericksburg Historical Society.
Yes, for the...
So we wound up...
Gillespie County
Historical Society. And so we wound up, it was like... Three of us were bidding, and together we agreed we're going to pay for it together. And we got a dinner at Club Charles in Kerrville. So it's taken quite a while to coordinate all of this. And a part of this was a limo ride.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Now, and I appreciate that Brooks Bubble Bus donated this.
It. Yes.
I do. But. I mean,
this thing was enormous.
This was a 25 person stretch limo Hummer pink.
I hope nobody would see me getting into this.
I mean, it's built
for bachelorette parties. That's what it's built for.
And so, and you said, well, why'd you bring this one? This was the cleanest. Yeah. We know what happens with these bachelorette.
Is that what she said? This was the cleanest.
Did you notice they had a trash can in the back?
Yes.
This is nasty.
Yeah.
It's just the whole idea is nasty, but it was sweet. It was sweet of her to donate that.
Yes, it was very
that.
Generous. Yeah.
And it only took us twice as long as usual to get to Kerrville.
Yeah. Because we had to take slow corners.
Well, I mean, if you go over a bump, you bottom out. You know,
I couldn't even imagine driving.
You literally could put 25 people in that car.
Yes.
It was insane.
Yes. And it had all the disco lights inside.
And it was just six of us.
Yeah. Just six of us in a 20. How long was that thing? 20 feet?
Oh, longer than that.
Was it longer than 20 feet?
It was like three Hummers welded together. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So it was Susie and John.
But before that, we went over to Susie and John's house for for cocktails before we got into the Pink Lomo.
You know what was weird? Having cocktails there at their place?
Yeah.
She didn't have any nuts out.
I know.
Anything.
She had no... I know. You told her.
No. She said... You know, I forgot to put out nuts. I said, you know, I didn't want to say anything, Susie, but I'm pretty disappointed. You didn't have a single nut, not a peanut, not a little block of cheese, nothing. Nice wine. They have a winery, so they have nice wine, but you know.
When we walk in, she's like, here's the bar. And she has all this liquor lined up. Like, what would you like? We're like, oh, nice. No, she got such a kick out of that because you kept teasing her.
All night long.
Yeah.
I love her and John. They are such fun people. You know, he's from Louisiana, 14 kids or whatever. So he speaks Louisiana Bayou French. And I speak, you know, my French. It's like, meh.
Yes.
So, but then we just like keep throwing words at each other. And he's an interesting guy. And she's super sweet.
Yeah. She's a lovely couple.
Incredibly sweet.
Lovely couple. Yes. And they got married later in life too, like us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want me to tell the rest of the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
And then we got in that crappy pink limo and we drove to Kerrville.
We went to Club Charles, which is a membership members only supper club. Which is absolutely stunning inside. And our friend Dawn made arrangements for all of us to be there. And she actually had dinner with us.
And her husband, Lou, was the chef.
Yes, her husband, Lou, is the chef. And there was eight of us. And it was from start to finish, it was fabulous. I mean, we were treated like royalty and had really good wine, and I indulged big time. I ate the bread, I drank the wine.
So it was kind of guys sitting with guys, and the girl sat on that side. And so it was
me. It was three men and it was five women.
It was me, John.
Six women.
And Larry. Now, Larry and Jeannie were there. Larry, he built this whole subdivision that we're in. He owns
the streets.
Yeah. In fact, I thanked him for putting all the wiring underground. We're so happy that all the electricity goes underground. And, so you know, the lot next door just sold.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, it just sold.
Yeah.
Oh,
some lawyer. Oh, apparently
from California.
I don't know. Oh, got a booby trap.
You know what?
California.
They're going to build a big house because the new house that's built is enormous.
The one all the way at the end?
Yeah, the one by the entrance. Oh, yeah. So they're building right across the street, and he's going to mirror that.
No, they don't have to.
I didn't realize that lot was for sale.
Well, it was empty.
I know, but there's no for sale sign out there.
That's not the Fred Way, babe. It's all on the DL.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to know somebody to buy into this exclusive community.
Somebody wants to buy Julie and Ben's lot, too. I told you that. They got to write a nice letter.
Bring it on. Yeah. The more the merrier. It's only 12 lots. It's not like it's going to be completely full. Anyway, so these are real estate guys. John also has he's got 95 acres somewhere west of town.
Wow.
I didn't know that, but you know, these are real estate guys. They've been around. And I say, hey, build me a venue.
I know.
I need a 2,000 seat venue so I can bring worship music to Fred. And they got into it.
Did they?
They're like, well, we could do this. And you know, they're thinking about the water and can you get city water? And they're really thinking about it. Larry said, oh, I know people who will finance it. Do they have to donate it or can they get the money back? I said, no, the whole point is it should be commercial venture. They should get their money back.
Yeah.
But they were serious.
Yeah.
I've been praying for this.
I know you have.
Like, come on, bring it.
This is, God really brought you here because you're going to be doing so much here in Fred.
I know.
Including your podcast you're going to be launching. When are you launching that?
Well,
Adam's being nudged big time. God is nudging him to do a local podcast to build a format that can be duplicated in other cities.
You just took away item number five on my whole list.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I built a list because I got so much complaints about not having a list. I made a list. Here's my list. I got a whole list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 15 pieces on my list.
You do not.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. 12.
Okay. I'm shocked.
No. Well, I wasn't going to get caught with my pants down because I knew you were going to bring it up.
It's on my list.
All right. You got a list? You got your list.
I always have a list. But anyway, you're getting nudged big time. And so with this podcast, and are you going to call it Hello Fred?
Hello Fred.
That's what it's gonna... can emulate that in any town or city.
Well,
Austin, hello Kerrville, hello Harper.
The nudge I'm getting is to do this in 1,000 towns.
Oh,
just saying, or it'll probably be, well, I'm still putting it together, but I think the format is coming together and there's enough going on. This is very typical. Radio used to be local and now radio is just a repeater from some, you know, mega station. There's no more local radio anymore. It may be an NPR station, but even that barely has any local programming. So the idea, just have a local podcast about your community. And boy, do we have a lot of people who have stuff to say. Do we have stuff going on here? We got lots of stuff going on. Nobody has a voice. They have a Facebook page. Rants and raves.
Yeah.
So no, no. So that's coming together. And with that, you know, this stadium, I'm telling you, it'll be a venue, 2,000 seat venue. Bring them in.
I know you are roping so many people into it because you asked Robert too. Hey, I need a venue. You're putting it out there.
Yes.
You are putting it out
because
there.
Because I know that people would come. They go, we went to see Lauren Daigle, 12,000 people, easy.
Yeah.
Just one girl in a band.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
You know, so people will come from all over Texas. This is a great place. We're built for tourists. Built, and we get 50,000 people a weekend. Mm-hmm. So 2,000 we can easily serve. Anyway, I just want to change the type of people that come here.
I know you've been talking about this.
I want to upgrade the people. It's good here. Mm-hmm. It's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I even went to the boot store the other day.
I know.
Got some new boots. I come home with the boots. Tina's like, Like, dude, I like the, they're nice. I like the other ones better. What are you saying to me, young lady? Funniest thing was I'm trying all these boots. And like the third time, boom, my revolver clatters on the ground.
That's right.
And the girl looks at me and she says, happens all the time here. I'm sorry. It happens all the time. Trust me. We're in Texas.
As long as it doesn't go off, you're fine.
No, it was a revolver. Little chance of that.
Yeah.
But I was like, oops. Said, I'll take two of those pairs for the price of one.
Yeah, but that was the day when you said, you text me, going over to the vape shop. Was that the same day?
Yes.
Like 3 hours later, well, I'm like, he's at his coffee clutch.
And I did get a new vape. I got yet another new system. Had a great time sitting with Kathy and Jerry. They told me all the latest, all the lowdown.
Yes, yeah.
And another thing, they know a lot about
that's
what's going on.
That's why you need to do Hello Fred, because you're with what's his name, the septic guy?
Paul. Well, Paul.
With Mike. Mike's going to be in the know.
Paul laid it down on me. They're polluting the Pedernales River.
Like,
you have no, and, you know, people putting in tiny homes on these lots out there by the vineyards and not doing proper septic systems.
Wow.
And no one even knows about
how
it.
How can they get that? I don't understand how they can get something like that approved. You have to have a certificate of occupancy.
Well,
they have to have people come out and inspect them, and they're turning their
you'd be amazed.
Blind eye to
There's
this.
There's a whole organization, the Pedernales, what is it? Let me see. There's a whole, I think it's even a nonprofit. Here it is. Pedernales River Alliance. Protected. Oh. And they know about it. And they've got maps and everything.
There's
got
to be more to the story because it's hard for me to believe that they're just be able to slap whatever they want. Anyway.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Hence the Hello Fred podcast.
Yes. Hello Fred featuring Adam Curry and not Tina Curry.
No. In fact, it's very possible it might be Adam Curry and Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, really?
It might be the podfather and the pastor.
Oh.
We had a lunch today and we were just talking and I'm just telling what I'm doing and we're talking. We really get into all the different issues and the things that we see happening. And I said, wow, this conversation that we just had is one that people need to hear.
Yeah.
Because we're not in a fighting mode about fighting everybody. It's like we need to find common ground with everybody here. There's just a lot of attacking going on and anger and, I don't know. We're working on it. But we walked away both saying, we got stuff to pray about, think about, but there's something here.
Yeah.
Something, and maybe that's part of the model. Maybe you need that.
You'll probably do your podcast before the Two Girls, One God will ever get up off the ground.
Hey, I can't produce everything. Okay. You've got to do, please, for the love of God, do something yourself.
Yes. Like adjust my own camera angle.
What?
So Adam's dear friend, Vic, interviewed me for his podcast. And it's video. It's on YouTube. So he sends me.
It's also on audio, but it is YouTube.
But he sends me the private link to look at the video. I could not watch myself because the way that my producer set up the camera angle, Vic was at the bottom and I was stacked. I was at the top. Vic was at the bottom. So when I'm talking, I'm looking down the whole time. And so I look like I'm half asleep. Like my eyes look half open.
And I didn't realize because whenever that got, I can't blame Vic because it's Zoom. So I think it was, or maybe it's Teams or whatever he uses. I didn't realize that was happening because I've had that happen to me. And I know that you have to put the window of the other person all the way up at the top.
Yeah.
So you're kind of looking into the camera.
Yeah.
And you were very, very disappointed.
I was mad at you.
So what else is new? I mean, story of my life.
And I'm like, oh, I can't even listen to it because I keep focusing on how I keep looking down and it's not, and it, not only that, it makes it not good quality. And so even Vic said that to me, he's like, you know, now I know it'll just be better quality of the video mm-hmm. going forward, because I just thought it wasn't a good representation for him mm-hmm. either. And I couldn't even listen to what I was saying. Cause I'm like, I looked half asleep. So I was a little annoyed.
Are you going to reshoot with him?
Yes. Oh, after good. He gets back from vacation.
Oh, yeah. Good. I'm uh-huh. glad. So what else did I do wrong, babe?
No,
please. Hit me in the face again tonight. Would you please just bonk me?
I was just annoyed. That's all.
No
was,
kidding.
Well, and it leads into my God shot too. So when we talk about that, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm fine now. I'm happy. I'm a little sick, but I'm happy. And I still love you.
It's like, you know.
Hey, listen.
I did feel very bad about it. Cause I'm like, oh, I could have known.
You kept saying to me, it's fine. It looks okay. It's not bad at all. It looks good.
It wasn't fine. I'm that like, bad.
No, it wasn't that bad.
No, I've had worse. I've had worse.
But it's not about you.
Well, the only experience I have is me. So I'm just saying, like, you know, like get used to it. A lot of stuff turns out crap when you do interviews. That's just a fact.
Well, now I know, you know, now I know that's what happens.
Now I know. Yes. I know.
I appreciate you being flexible too. Yeah.
Sure, babe.
Yeah. What's that?
I don't know. I do my best.
You do. And I appreciate it.
Like once every 2 or 3 weeks, you'll say, you know, you're really a good husband. I must be so hard to live with. And I always say, no, not
that.
At all.
Yeah.
I said, once every 3 weeks.
Every 3 weeks?
And I was like, no, it's great, babe.
You're like, out of the three wives, you're the best.
Best wife ever.
Best wife ever. That's a good show title.
Best wife ever. Oh. Yeah, I did a couple of interviews this week. I did one with, and of course, my eyes look perfect.
Oh, whatever.
Actually, I pulled.
Did you remember that when you set up the camera though with the interview?
Oh, yeah.
It makes a difference.
I had to remind myself. Oh, yeah, and I move him up. Because I'm
I don't
want to
look like Tina with her eyes half closed.
His thing is on the Salem. He's more radio.
Who is this?
Brad Stein, God's
Comic.
He's
it's a radio, not a.
Well,
a radio
it is
show?
Video, and he puts it out, but it's really it's a podcast, and then it's on the Salem, which is the biggest Christian radio network there is.
I think, didn't realize that.
Probably with K Love, but they have a lot of stations.
And
so it's pretty big.
Explain who Brad Stein is and how you met him.
So thanks.
Oh,
alley oop.
Back to you, Bob.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, all right, Pete. Let me explain. So this is who we saw with Rick Green in a, what was it called?
Comedy and Constitution.
And Constitution mm-hmm. at the church, which was really good. And he was extremely funny, particularly because you're thinking, comedian, what kind? This is not an easy room. What's he going to do exactly? And I mean, he really pulls it off. But he's been a comic for 30 years, I think. And so we met him there and he said, I'd love to have you in my pod. And he's had some pretty big people on his podcast. Eric Metaxas recently.
Yeah.
And a couple of people you knew. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, who was that?
Mm-hmm.
Who were they? Do you remember?
I don't remember. You were reading to me at night.
But they were big names. You mm-hmm. know, like, this is not just some silly little podcast. And we talked for 2 hours. It was great. And, you know, for some reason, everyone wants to hear the Adam Curry story. Which takes forever. If it takes forever. Like I had the media roundtable guy. This was also this past week. this is an advertising industry podcast. It's very, it's a big one within the advertising industry.
Which was interesting because you're anti-advertising.
I know. I'm like, dude, do you think it's Adam Carolla or something? Do you have the wrong guy?
Yeah.
And, but he also, you know, first he wanted to talk about the debate. And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeesh.
And then by the time the Adam Curry story's done, you know, and I'm real, and you're coaching me like, keep it tight, you know.
Yeah.
Answer the question. Don't go off in all kinds of directions.
Adam has a tendency. He has
I'm so good now. I'm so tight.
I can't wait to hear it. I can't. I'm a critique.
Okay.
But babe, I do it. I do it because I did that for a living.
Yes.
And I coach CEOs.
Yes.
C-suite people.
Yes.
And so you're my husband. You got to represent the family well.
Yes.
So Adam has so many stories that when somebody asks him a question, he will pull in a million different stories before he gets to the
answer.
Sometimes he answers the question. Sometimes he forgets the question.
It's not that bad. You make it sound like I'm a dope. It's not that bad.
Dude. Hey, babe, it's all.
I've been doing this a long time until you came along. It was
I'm
fine.
Older than you. Yeah. I've been doing it a long
Say
time.
What?
Too.
Say what? How much older? Mm-hmm. Hey, it's almost your birthday.
I know.
Will we eat? Now, wait, isn't your birthday on a show day?
Yes. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Our show day on No Agenda show day. It's next Thursday.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're right. I'm sorry. I can't count.
No.
Yeah, 7 + 3 = 10. I thought it was July 4th, but it's not. People are probably listening to this on July. They're probably listening to it on July 5th.
Oh, okay.
And like, they're not having hot
dogs.
We're
recording on July 3rd.
Yes, we are.
And my birthday is 7-Eleven Slurpee Day.
That's right.
So we're going out for Slurpees for dinner.
Tina sends me pictures like, this would be good for a gift.
I sent you two links.
Am I about to order it? No, this one would be good for a gift. Like, okay, I'll order that. And then she comes 2 days later. You don't have to, that was a little too expensive. You don't have to order that. And I look at it go like, really? Who do you think I am? You send me two links, you send the upgrade, I get the upgrade, and now you're like, well, no, yeah, I don't want you to get that for Christmas. No, you're getting coal for Christmas. What's happening? That's what you're getting.
Yes. And so the next week you want to go back to your interviews about the advertising?
No, it was good. It was, okay.
But did my coaching help you?
You mean you berating me
no,
just before I went in? Just before
you.
I said, I'm going to go in. Remember this, do this. Don't make it that cheap. Bring it back. Focus. I'm like, okay.
No, the one thing I said was just make sure you answer
you
the question.
You said it the night before, the afternoon before, and then, okay, I'm going to go, no, remember. Is that how you did it with your CEOs? No wonder you don't work anymore. Like, they didn't want to have you around. Tina's great, but man, the coaching is a little rough. Like, made me a little crazy. No, it's appreciated.
Hey, I produced your Lillian AXA commercial.
Oh, we're going to take it back to that. Is that where we're at right now? Please. Wait until I set you up with Vic again for the 10,000 mile podcast. I'm going to give you laser eyes.
Bitcoin eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that. No, so next week, Elise will be here. So we're doing a champagne tasting at Six Twists.
For my birthday.
Nice. And then beautiful, lovely, gracious Andrea is cooking dinner, is making dinner for eight people, nine people.
And this is for all the birthday people?
It's for the three other couples and my daughter, us and Elise, nine of us. Yes. And so it's, and she asked me, what kind of cake do you like? I'm like, chocolate. I'm having cake.
Did you say chocolate?
I said chocolate.
Buttercream.
No, I said chocolate. No, she's getting it from Sophie's, which is where we got our wedding cake. So I know, isn't that thoughtful?
That's very thoughtful.
She's one of the most kindest women I have met in my life.
She is very,
she will
very
do,
kind.
She is so gracious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said to Elise, I said, do you want to come? I go, you need to kind of dress up. Do you have anything dressy? She's like, no.
Did you say, hey, it's going to be church people?
I'm like, no, I didn't say that. I said,
don't be church people.
I said, they're older people. Elise will gets along with anybody.
She'll love it.
And so she said, I said, we got to go get you something to wear then because you don't have anything to wear.
Oh, that perked her up. What?
Yeah.
Clothes shopping?
Yeah. And then I said, you know what? You're going to love their dog. You are going to love Clover. Clover.
Yeah, yeah,
that's for sure. Who she's going to be spending her whole
there
night with is Clover.
There you go.
So yeah,
there
so the, I'm really looking forward to it.
And she can always drive us home.
Yeah, this is true. Well, no, she's got bum right leg. She can't
you only need one leg to drive.
It's her right leg.
Use the left one. It's fine. It's fine. Car drives itself.
Anyway, so yeah, so that's the big birthday coming up.
So what else happened during the week for you? You bought a big puzzle. Hilarious. Yeah, Tina's like,
I bought Elise a bunch of crafts because she needs to keep busy, you know?
And a puzzle, which is, yeah, Elise will do a puzzle. It'll be great.
Little did I know she hates puzzles.
The whole dining room table is one big puzzle.
And it's all donuts. It's different colored donuts.
And you gave up on it today, which I thought was kind of sad because you were doing pretty good. You had all the corners. You had the outline. You had everything going.
I'm not going to like just forego it completely. But
you're kind of like, I gave up.
Well, when you don't have a win, you get, it seems like it's futile. And so futile. And so I'm putting this in the box because I need to go on Instagram now.
The things we get into.
So, but no, my week's been busy with Elise. I mean, taking her to doctor's appointments and, you know, just getting her situated. And, I had an opportunity to go somewhere with Karen tonight, but I couldn't because I was sick. But tomorrow I'm going to watch the parade at, Marissa and Robert's balcony, and Andrea and David are going. So yeah,
I wish I could go to that. I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah,
we got lots
of plans. And then on Friday, we're having dinner with Julianne and Mark. And we're supposed to go to Augusta Vin. I don't know if you still want to do that on Friday for that woman's birthday that we don't really know.
Talk to me later about that.
Yeah. And then next week, we got plans with Susie and John, and then the birthday plans, and then plans with Jill and Mike. We're busy.
Yeah.
And then I go to Chicago.
You keep planning stuff. Yeah. And then you dump out and go to Chicago.
And then we're going to Dallas. We're going to Dallas beginning of August.
For one night.
Yeah.
Right?
For one night. And I'm actually getting on the plane again. I know. Who am I?
You said you'd never do it again.
I'm going to take some of Elise's muscle relaxers.
I'll be carrying you on and off over the wing. Here she comes.
Yeah. So
I've really been just digging my, my founder's Bible.
I know you have been.
Every morning is like, this would be, everyone needs, I just want to say this because everybody should get one of these because it takes you right into American history, especially this 4th of July show.
I know you read the portion to me about Bloody Mary today. And Bloody Mary, we used to do that in high school. We were just stupid high school girls.
I never did this.
Oh my gosh. You go in the bathroom and turn the lights off and look in the mirror and say Bloody Mary.
With a flashlight under your chin?
Yes. And then you just freak yourself out. It's just stupid.
Okay.
Stupid.
Maybe that was in Indiana.
Yeah, it was Indiana stuff.
Yeah, we just went.
My sisters know exactly what I'm talking about. They sure do.
Well, it was Queen Mary the First who decided to kill all the Protestants.
That's why they called her Bloody Mary.
That's how she came up with the name Bloody Mary. But it's all about how our country came to be and what the founding father, even way back to the Pilgrims, what they were thinking, and it was the whole country. It's all from God, much more than I ever realized, and it's just phenomenal. And there's such a Dutch connection because the Pilgrims all stayed in Holland for 3 years before they even made the trek over. But it has all these different bits, and so there was something about government, and so that is in I wish I'd written it down. It's like, was it Matthew 13? Or anyway, it's how government should function and how you need to respect government and how that has been interpreted and misinterpreted and reinterpreted throughout the years, even through the revolution. Really?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I want to read it after you're done reading it.
Because even up to JFK, you know, he even in his inaugural address, he said, you know, this country, our laws, our government comes from God. And probably one of the last presidents to say that. Except, I'm sorry, Ronald Reagan, of course. But after that, we just kind of lost our way.
But at the same time,
you know, I think God's given us a real chance to try and bring that back. The remnant church is here.
Yes.
Leading the way.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really excited to learn. I can't believe all the stuff I'm learning now. I had no idea what was going on. So it's worth it, everybody. It's worth it. Pick up, you can get an app too. You can get the.
It's nothing like having a book.
It's not like
you need
the book.
You need the book.
Yeah.
I can't read the Bible on an app.
Yeah.
No.
And then, of course, I just had a little bone graft done, you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah. On when did you? No, we talked about that last week. You had it done. You went in. You had dinner with
your... Has it been a week?
Yeah, it was last Tuesday. And then you went out to dinner with your...
well, that was yesterday.
With Maverick last night.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's good. Bone graft looked good. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. You're all swollen.
You said, I don't like your bike. Get back. Get back in the chair. And he put the drill in and sparks come up. All these sparks, because I guess the material is just like steel. Choo, choo, choo. Sparks flying. So a little more. Choo, choo. Yeah, good. All right. Let's go to dinner.
Yeah. You made him pay.
Yeah, yes. It's time. It's time he paid.
And then, of course, you say to Elise... Elise is like, can we go shoot some guns? He's like, hey, you want to go shoot some flamethrowers and machine guns? And so she's like, and I'm like, there's no way you're getting in that plane.
He has a plane with stairs. It's a tube.
She can't stand being on a commercial 737. She's going
to
get
I love seeing her think of, because I told Mitch is like, hey, we'll fly to Uvalde. We'll shoot the machine guns. I'm like, cool. And suddenly she's like, yeah, I think I want to do that. I said, okay. No, I think I want to try in the airplane. I said, oh, that's what you're worried about.
No, you're not. You will not do that. She goes, well, if I can take a Xanax or something, I go and go and shoot.
And then go shoot machine guns?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Well, just go to the range. That'll
I will
be fine.
Eat my hat if she gets on that plane.
We can just go, the three of us.
I will saute it and I will eat it.
You, Elise, and I can just go to the range.
Because I go, I'm not interested in going to Uvalde.
We can just shoot our guns, you know.
You know, you need to show her the video, though, because she wanted to see it.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, she wants to see you being a flamethrower.
Get on top of that tank, shoot the .50 caliber.
We should go over to Patriot Academy. We should ask them to do that.
Yeah, well, they really do instruction, and the range over on I-10, and you can just go in and you can shoot, and you can get an instructor who will just, you know, help you and set you up and everything. I just love the fact that anyone wants to go shooting at all.
Yeah.
You know, women and guns, yay.
Yay.
Yeah. How much more American can you get?
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, so we're watching the third season of The Bear.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Talk about a stressful show.
Yeah.
It's stressful, don't you think?
It's there's a lot of foul language, which is very
jarring, right?
It's a little jarring, but I really do appreciate this. There's a lot of love in that show and in those relationships, and just looking at how we like food.
We
like restaurants where there's fancy food, nice food, and like that. So much goes into it behind the scenes. I'm sure it's obviously dramatized, but
I know, but it's good though.
It is good.
I could never work in a restaurant.
And
ever.
We're watching this after we finished season 4 of The Chosen.
Oh my God.
Which is also like, oh man, they cut it. I was like, you stop in here. How long do we have to wait for season 5?
Oh, I know. Jesus on the donkey. He's going into Jerusalem.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a mess.
For season 5,
I'm going to be a mess.
I guess they can take this on in perpetuity.
Oh, they can take it
really.
I hope they do it Acts,
yeah.
On all the other books in the New Testament.
That would be cool. If
that'd be really cool. So yeah, I'm thinking.
Of course, it kind of goes past The Chosen. Well, I guess we can go 60 years. With what was that meme I got? It's the Last Supper, and Jesus and the apostles are sitting around him, his disciples, and then the caption is, one of you is going to betray me. 4 of you are getting a book deal.
Yes. Yeah, there's the 4. Yeah, yeah.
So you can keep going with Matthew and Mark and
the
John
gospel.
And
yeah.
Paul.
And then you have Acts. No, not Paul. It's Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John.
John. No, but you could do the whole story of Paul.
Oh, for sure.
Saul Paul becoming
wrote,
Paul.
Yeah. Yep. He wrote a lot of those books. Yeah. No, that was, I mentioned that, boy, I'm going to be a mess in season 5.
Well, just after it's done, you just sit there kind of stunned because
it's coming. Like, no.
And it really, it just brought so much to life, you know. Oh, now I get it.
We
now
understand a lot of it, which is so cool. And then I like going back and reading the gospel that they portrayed in the series.
Yeah.
So, speaking of church-like things, I'm thinking about going on a sabbatical.
A sabbatical?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You mean like you going somewhere? You leaving?
I'm thinking
to Vermont. I thought you were going to say I'm going to Vermont.
Vermont.
I don't know what are you doing?
Well, we talked about doing the newsletter. We talked about, yes, all the preparation.
Did we talk about doing the newsletter, or did you just get frustrated doing the newsletter? Can't remember which one it was.
And then I have one person who I'm not going to mention his name on the show, and another person, Christina, breathing down my neck every week. Don't forget the newsletter. Don't forget the newsletter.
People like the newsletter.
No, I appreciate Christina.
There's a lot you have to do. The newsletter. I mean, I can't do it. I cannot do the newsletter. It's not what I do.
I know, because I turn to you and I go, I have nothing on my list. I have nothing. And you go, well, what about this? And I go, I don't have anything on my list. You go, but I love you.
This is in the morning. And I know that no matter what I say, it's not going. I should better just say, okay, how about the pink limo? Because I know you hate doing it. I don't know what to say. Like, you hate doing it.
It's not that I hate doing it. It's just that.
You don't like deadlines. You don't.
That's what it is. Once you stopped working.
We didn't all stop working. But since you stopped working.
Hey, I put the whole filing cabinet together today.
No, I put the wheels on my day of rest, on my Sabbath day. So I say, hey, Mondays, I'm trying to do like Sabbath.
You call it your Sabbath.
Yeah, yes. Which means I'm trying not to look at emails and news and no agenda stuff and all that.
You're watching landing.
Watching airplane emergency video. Landing videos. I'm taking a shower and Tina comes in. hey, I know it's your sabbatical and all, but.
Sabbath, not sabbatical.
Hey, I know it's your Sabbath and all. By the way, did you lose weight? Could you put the wheels on the filing cabinet for me, please, before you go out to get 4 bags of salt and everything else I have on this list for you? It's the honeydew Sabbath.
The honeydew Sabbath. That's another good title.
Honeydew Sabbath, yes.
Well,
so yeah, I put the wheels on.
I transferred all the files over. I did everything, transferred it all over.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot. Well, you maintain the files. That is appreciated.
Yes, I do. How did we get out?
You see my filing cabinet over here.
Goodness gracious. I can't even. It's embarrassing when people are like, let me see Adam's studio. I'm like, oh no.
It looks like a cool studio. Have you ever been in a studio?
Look at the chairs. They're askew.
That's the problem. It's not the piles of stuff.
And look at the piles.
It's not the piles of
junk.
Stuff.
It's junk everywhere.
Hey, thanks for sending me those beautiful gifts, everybody. Now classified as junk. All right. You're up, babe.
Anyway, so no, I was thinking about the sabbatical.
You need to not do all these enormous tasks for what, a month, 2 months,
a season? I'm taking the summer.
The summer?
Yeah, I'm taking the summer off.
Perfect.
Maybe. No, I'm going to think about it. I'm pray about it.
No, you be you.
I'm going to pray about it.
You should do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. You know, you're 60-something. It's like,
I'm busy.
You got your AARP card. I'm busy. Like, you're getting ready to start taking your social security.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Hey, are you going to take your social security? You're going to be
old enough. I got it out. I found the file.
You better start drawing that down before someone spends it.
Yeah. Because like,
Congress.
2050, we're going to be paying more on our debt, our interest.
I think security is funded till 2030. That's it. Oh. They don't really know after
all
that.
All right. I better start collecting. I got 5 years.
Yeah. And by then, we'll all burn up from climate change. So.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
we are burning.
I would love to ask everybody to pray for our friends, especially our friend David and his family, and our friends at Round Hill. But everybody in Jamaica, they are going. I texted him.
They're
in the storm right now. He said, "It's not going to be easy, brother, but we'll get through it." Mm. It's supposed to be bad, and it's going right over Jamaica right now. So, just pray for them. Pray that they're safe. They've had storms before; they know what it's like. But just pray that they're
early
safe.
Early in the season for
a couple weeks early, I would say. Of course, it's all climate change or the sun. Yeah,
yeah.
But anyway, just wanted to pray for them because that's a tough one.
Of course, yeah. And we're praying every night with Elise here. Pretty soon, I'm going to turn to her.
Did I hear an amen out of her?
I didn't hear it, but you know what? I'm going to turn to her and I'm going to say, it's your turn to pray. Oh yeah. I prayed when we were sitting in the doctor's office yesterday. I go, I'm going to pray right now. And I prayed out loud, like, please God, according to your will, you know, whatever favor you can grant Elise for a quick surgery date. Yeah. She doesn't mind. She doesn't mind.
No,
say today? And she said something like, oh yeah, it was magic how that happened. Magic?
I looked at it and I went, is it?
Yeah, that's
and then she went and she made prayer hands.
Did she?
Yeah, you didn't see that? Yeah, yeah. We're indoctrinating her.
She's a total aversion.
Come to us. Come to us, little one.
Well, this is while she's here, she's completely rehabilitating herself. Like, she stopped smoking. She's dyeing her. She's stripping the hair color out of her hair. She's eating better.
Yeah.
You know, she bought her beers that are only 90 calories a can.
Still beer.
You know what? Whatever. Yeah. She can have fun. Absolutely. She can do whatever.
Absolutely. So. Do you want to do your God shot?
Let's do the God shot.
It's time for Tina's God shot.
Highlight of the show. Everybody listens to it. They're all waiting. Where's the God shot?
Yes.
Hit us.
So this ties back to yesterday morning when I was just like annoyed about just doing the newsletter. And not that once I get started, I'm fine, but it's like the task at hand. And when I said I had nothing on my list and, you know, you turn to me and you go, I love you. And so this came up, and I believe this is on the U version. And it was Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death. And those who love it will eat its fruit. And so I worked out yesterday and I was thinking about that. And so when I came to you and we had the conversation, I was very aware of this proverb, and I know that my tongue, anybody's tongue, can hurt anybody's heart, you know, and what I say flows from my heart.
Mm-hmm. The mouth overflows from the heart.
Right. Okay. And the fruit reveals the health of the tree, just as the tongue reveals what's happening in the heart. Mm-hmm. And so I really focused on it and I thought about it and was very careful. And then
you don't think I tasted that sour apple? Sorry.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say, I purposely.
This grape is.
I purposely didn't say anything. And what it came down to is I felt like I said, it's our show. It's not me doing everything. It's our show. And we had the conversation. You're like, Tina, I prep differently than you do.
I do.
You know, how you prep is not the way that I prep. And that was, I equate this to being in God's word every day and knowing the power of the tongue, you know, and how words can really hurt you. And then also the Christ-centered marriage, you know, and taking all that, being in his word, learn not just reading the scripture, but applying the scripture to my life and then to our marriage. And I said to you after we had the conversation, and we both were able to share from each other's perspective. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm really happy that we have such a great marriage that we can talk about stuff like this.
A few years ago, it might have ended in a different conversation.
Oh no, you would have been defensive. I would have been defensive and it would have just been, and we would have apologized, and then it would have been fine.
What a waste of resources when we can get right to it right now with Jesus in the middle.
But that's really something think about the power of the tongue. And I know that it's in the book of James too. But
well, and there he says, you know, the tongue is a small element like a rudder turn a ship, like the bit in a horse of a mouth. You can turn the horse or a spark that can ignite an entire forest on fire.
But what I loved most out of this devotional was that the fruit reveals the health of the tree, just as the tongue reveals what's happening in the heart.
That's right.
So when you look at a tree and you see this bountiful fruit, you know, it's
good.
It's good. And then and what's in your heart, if it's goodness coming out of your mouth.
It's all strawberries, raspberries, beautiful fruit.
Okay. No sour apples?
No.
Sour apples is another good.
We have a lot of titles this time. It's going to be tough to choose.
So wasn't that good?
Very good. Well, you had already prepped me that this was going to be related to your God shot.
Yeah.
It is good, babe. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I want to do a God shot again soon. I'm getting ready
to... Okay, you're on next week.
Whoops. What did I say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cokesuckers.
Pay no attention to that.
Wow.
We got to hear getting ready from for a bounce. The Cokesuckers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cokesuckers.
Value for Value podcast. We love it when you return some value to us. If you get any value from us, go to curryandthekeeper.com. We have a donation page. You can use PayPal. You can use, the Value for Value apps. I want, a lot of people are using Fountain, and it's about to get a lot easier. Just be able to connect it to a debit card, just dollars. You won't have to deal with Satoshis unless you want to. But also, we're just happy if you do some. Tell somebody about the show. Let people know that there's a bunch of Cokesuckers who have a good time hanging out once a week.
And I want to say, Craig Weinberg is back.
He's back.
He sent me a sorry kitten photo. I dropped the ball. I'm like, please.
And he sent five images or something for the whole month or whatever.
Yeah, thank you, Craig.
So we do have some people to thank who sent us some. It's time, talent, and treasure. That's really the three T's. We love it. Top of the list here with 51316, 51,360 Satoshis. Is Matt Munt.
Oh, Matt
Munt. And I don't think Matt has Matt donated before.
Yes, he has. He donated one time before.
Says 51,000. So he just got into this and he's already all over it. 51,316 sats for Matthew 5:13 to 16.
Oh, I love it.
You guys are being salt and light with your podcast.
Oh, I love it.
As you catch up on The Chosen season 4, if you look really, really, really close.
Yes.
You can see me and my wife in the background behind the Pharisees and Judas in the scene where Jesus is preaching on the temple steps. We've got to rewind
it. We got to look for his name at the ending credits.
And what were you, was he wearing a funky hat, like a turban or something?
No, he's probably just one of the.
Yeah, but they all have costumes on.
Yeah, of course.
Now we have. So
okay. Hey, Matthew, send us the time code.
Yeah.
Send us the time code.
Well, I think there's only one scene where just before they got stoned where the.
Oh,
I think.
But no, there's a couple of them.
Yeah, let us know, brother. Let us know.
How cool is that? You know what? Julie and her son
Weren't they also in season three or season two?
I believe
two?
In season three was mm-hmm. at two or three. I can't remember. And they were in the big crowd when they were feeding them fish.
Oh yeah, sure. With the Sermon on the Mount.
Yes, mm-hmm. I think it was
Fish.
Fish.
You know, the thing with the fish.
And the bread.
And some bread.
Yeah.
I love the credits at the end. It was like 15 minutes of credits. It's the same. It's also Value for Value. It's
but
the
you
same
know what?
Thing
I
as
love,
crowdfunding.
I love his meaning behind his donation. And I'm going to use
great.
That. I guess I'm going to write another newsletter because I'm going to use that, you know, donate in your favorite.
Or your favorite
scripture number. Scripture.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he did 51,300. So 5:13-16 from Matthew 5:13-16. We should probably read that. I should have had it with me. Very fun experience being extras last summer on the set of The Chosen.
Oh, I bet.
And we really appreciate that. But thank you. And you're an executive producer for today's show. How about
Do you want
that?
Me to look it up?
Yeah.
Matthew 5:13
to 16.
Oh. All right. I'm getting there. Hold on.
You should just be able to recite it from memory like a good Christian.
Matthew 5. Yeah. 13. Oh,
13 to 16.
This is so nice.
Yeah,
you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Upon. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Oh my gosh.
That's right.
And you know what? That's what God intended us to do with this podcast. You know, even though I may complain and get annoyed and stuff.
And don't drink wine anymore. I think God intended you to drink wine on the podcast,
I'm
a little disappointed.
Give me your glass.
No, please. But also Pastor Jimmy read that cited that last Sunday after at the end of the service.
In the prayer.
In the prayer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
And
Matt,
I want to get that t-shirt. There's a t-shirt I saw on Instagram. It says salty and lit. And it says Matthew 5:13.
Oh, cool. Yes. Oh, cool. Salty and lit. Yes. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. We also thank Ashley Wright. $7 from her, Ashley, monthly or weekly. I think it's her monthly. Thank you very much.
She was my 75 hard friend.
That's right. Randall Black with $5 subscription. Thank Paul you, Hearn with $5 subscription. Thank you so much. Then we have a...
In your nation!
Where'd that come from? We have a Striper boost. That's what I meant. 7777 in the Satoshi world from Pastor Comsey.
Oh!
And he says, in the evening, family... Adam, I sent you an email about something awesome Fernando from Audio Sigma did for my church. Check it out. Yes. I said I put Pastor Comsey in the subject line. God bless you both. So Fernando is, I think I told you about him. He's this guy who came from Brazil, $100 in his pocket, came to America, has just been grinding it out. He's always had a dream to build like a perfect podcast device.
He's the guy that built that?
Yeah.
That came through Pastor Comsey?
Well, no, Pastor Comsey was because, you know, I'm promoting Fernando's stuff. And right. Let me read you the letter.
Wow.
How about that? Let me read you this letter.
I love this.
Dear ITM Adam, just want to thank you for making me aware of Audio Sigma via your podcast. So audiosigma.com, this is where Fernando, right. his dream, he's been building these devices. I got introduced to him about a year ago, and I've been kind of helping him with some feedback, and he's built, you know, the latest version is so great, and it's affordable for podcasters. This is something I want to do as part of my nudge, my mission that I want to be distributing to all these local podcasts.
On what podcast is he referring to, Pastor Comsey?
I think I mentioned Podcasting 2.0.
Oh, so he listens to that one too. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's a pastor. You know, he's got to know what's going on in the world.
Okay.
His pastors are smart. Okay. He actually says, thanking me for making me aware of Audio Sigma via your podcast. So
podcast.
Who knows where I mentioned it.
And there's another one. Hello, Fred, you can listen to.
Not yet. I reached out to them, he says them, for advice on helping a couple of missionaries we support.
Oh.
They're translators in North Africa developing written languages for tribes who've never had one. Once the written language is created, they begin translating the Bible into that language so people can read it. They finished the book of Matthew and we're looking for a way to record an audio version so that people could listen while learning to read their new written language. The small form factor and affordability of the Audio Sigma devices is perfect for what they need to do. Fernando got back to me very quickly, provided a great solution using his Mic Hero, that's the really small one, as the foundation. Before I had a chance to respond, he sent a second email saying he was inspired by the work and would send it to us for free.
Oh.
Praise God. Now we've ordered the headphones and microphones he recommended and will show one of the missionaries, Victoria, who is visiting this month, how to set it up and start recording. Then thank you for all you do, KTLD, and God bless the Curry family, Pastor Comsey.
Oh, I love that.
How about that,
And
huh?
You know what? This Fernando blessing him.
Mm-hmm.
And he will get so many blessings in return.
You know it is just amazing.
Oh, that's cool, babe. Yeah, I love that.
Fernando definitely, he's a Jesus freak. He's a
yes.
believer. Yeah.
So. I know. Like Matthew coming into your life,
Matt
Fernando.
Yep.
Yeah, God put them in
Isn't
your life
cool?
for a reason. Yeah, I love that.
Love it. Another Striper boost, mini Striper boost, 7777. From Sir Brian with an eye.
Who?
Go figure.
Who?
Sir Brian with an eye.
Who doesn't know him?
Sir Brian with an eye. He says, thank you, Sarah Marie, for utilizing the Fountain app. Is this who boosted the other day? Sarah Marie? He's boosting himself and pretending to be a woman.
Sarah Marie, that's probably Sarah Durst.
Oh, you're right.
From Evidence Demands a Verdict. She recommended the book.
Still, I wouldn't put it past Brian.
I wouldn't either. He lies all the time.
I was just kidding, Brian. It has so many great features. For example, like I'm just hanging out listening to some random podcast, and what pops up on my screen in the chapter images, a boost about me.
Oh, brother.
Thank you, Adam and Dave, for developing this brilliant technology in the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
Brian. And then another mini Striper boost, 7777.
Another one?
From Alan C. Paul.
Oh, Alan C. Paul.
Artist. And of course, the Gigs and God podcast, I think it is. And he says, I cannot believe it took me this long to make up for all the boosts I never sent.
Oh, thank you.
Between anniversaries, vow renewals, and all the blessings you've shared, I have so much to catch up on. But I've been listening the whole time. By the way, I want to take a sec for a shameless plug for my new Value for Value podcast. Oh. Keep the music playing.
Oh.
You can find it on Fountain. Just because I always wanted to add my own acronym to KTLD and KYBO, now you can also say KTMP. Keep the music playing.
Oh.
May God continue to bless you both. Thank you, brother. Alan C. Paul. You can also just look him up on Fountain.
Talented.
His music is amazing. It's also on Fountain, and you can enjoy him.
I need
there.
Some more sats in my wallet so I can boost these guys.
Are you out?
Yeah.
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 Pretty soon it'll be easy to
I gave the last two Craig and Craig's interview with Peggy.
Oh, yeah. I boosted that too.
He blamed Peggy for not getting the art to me. He said it was all her fault.
Good. It's always good to blame Peggy. And so Brian and I comes in with 3333 with a quick plug for Roger Roundy's new YouTube channel.
Oh.
Ask America with Edgar. A blue Muppet that has an uncanny ability to find the dumbest among us for man on the street interviews is quite entertaining. I've been told that when Edgar isn't embarrassing people, the puppet often enjoys pouring himself a glass and getting ready to laugh to this show, of course, and will soon appear on a show hosted by a No Agenda fan. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe.
Nice. Oh, that's nice, Brian, that you
thank you for,
that. Yeah.
For supporting us and promoting someone else.
Yeah,
always
Roger. Mm-hmm.
Here's Sarah Marie. With 3333.
Okay.
Welcome back, Adam. Congrats, Sir Brian, for achieving third star status. Wrestling that title from Phoebe must have been hard.
That's what he told me, that she told him that he's the third star of our show. And I said, I don't think so. We're talking about him again. Phoebe is definitely the third star.
Anonymous 500 Sats, thank you very much. And John's Creek Studios says, Craig's wallet doesn't seem to exist. Looks like he really jumped ship. Oh, I guess it was offline. So he was afraid that Craig had stopped sending art and had like completely disappeared.
He got mad and left.
Rage quit for some reason.
Rage quit.
I'll make sure that Craig's always in the splits for the value because he always provides art except for, you know, dropping out for a week. Thank you all very much for supporting us. It is all of it's appreciated.
Yes,
no matter what,
you.
Just even sending a note, go to curryandthekeeper.com. You can learn all about the show, listen to the back episodes. Of course, we recommend you use a modern podcast app. You can also use TrueFans, TrueFans.fm.
TrueFans?
Yeah, TrueFans. It's a web-based 2.0 app. Fountain. Fountain is a good one.
I'm curious as well, like, what do you think of the newsletter? Do you read it? Does Vineyard Nation read it? I mean, what do you think? Do you think that it's worth keeping it going?
I think people enjoy your newsletter.
You do?
Well, I do.
Well, I know Stephen Page enjoys it because he likes it. And Sarah Hubert, they like it all the time. Sarah and
they send you a thumbs
and Brian,
up.
How do you know?
Because I
can see the hearts. Like six people liked it.
Oh, on the Substack hearts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I'm curious. You think it's important? Let me know. Drop me a line.
Send me smoke signals.
Send me some deets.
Thank you all very much.
Yes,
really,
thank you.
Really, really appreciate it.
So you got anything else over there?
Well, we're nearing the end.
All right.
It was like I had quite a list, as you noticed.
You did. You were prepared. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm always prepared. I just do it different.
You know what?
Different from you. Let's do it.
The question of the week.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
The question of the week.
God shot and the question of the week next.
Someone's got to do it. All right, here it is.
Question of the week.
I'm always very, very anxious about this because, you know, you put me on the spot. You already have your answer because you're doing the question. So hit me.
If you had a time machine, what year would you travel to and why?
If I had a time machine. Wow. You know, in a weird way, but only because I've been reading about it, I would love to go back to 1608 when the pilgrims were getting ready to sail to the new land, and they were leaving from the Netherlands, from Holland, And of course, with the hindsight, now I would know what to do so I wouldn't die of scurvy or drown on the way over. And when I'd get there, I'd say, hey, here's an idea. Let's do a little deal before we get on the shore. You know, with the hindsight, it would be amazing to just be able to view how that went down. I mean, we can't even imagine the hardships that they went through. Just because I've been reading about it now, I'm into it. That's what I would choose. Yeah. How about you?
I would go back to the year I was born.
Wow. Isn't that around 1608? You set me up for that one.
I did not. That was it's cruel.
It's just so easy.
I'm like 800 years old. No. How old are 400?
No, more than that. Yeah, 400 whatever.
416. I'd want to see what the world was like when I was born. I would want to see how my parents were when I was born, when they first had me, that first year of life. I would want to see all that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, we don't remember that. We don't remember when we're first born. I'd like to see, you know, were they nurturing? Did they put me in a corner in a box and forgot about me? Or did they feed me?
Well, I think, wasn't Kennedy our president then in 62?
He was assassinated in 63. I'd just love to see what the world was like then.
It was probably a cool time I think that was the time. Oh, I don't know. It would have been Russian missile. It might not have been much different from now with the Russian missile scare. Wasn't that taking place around the same time? 61, 62?
Yeah, I don't, I don't know that history. Yeah. That's why I'd like to go back.
You just want to see if your parents were nice to you.
Yeah, that's really, I want to make sure they fed me.
Oh, babe.
No, but I
clearly they put love into you because you have a lot to share.
No, but I would just be interested in seeing what things were like in 1962.
I bet the cars were cool.
I was born in 1962 and I'm going to be 62. I think that calls for two more birthday presents.
Okay. Send me a picture of something. Okay.
I will.
Thank you for stepping up and doing this.
Thank you.
I know you weren't feeling well.
I know. Thank you. I love you.
I love you too, baby.
All right. Babe.
Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.